Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to focus on the letter M, M being for management. So I'm sure that covers a whole load of areas, but you might explain what you believe management is all about.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you again, that great introduction. I believe that we can have all the ideas in the world and lots of hopefully tools and strategies and processes that you are getting from my lifetime of living my life and working with riders, having ridden myself, and all the experience. You know, these are valuable tools, and it's exciting, but if we don't use them, we lose them. So we need to manage how we're going to integrate timing, you know, and planning. It's all in the plan, you know, the more prepared you are. And to get deep into it, you know, and we need to be honest with ourselves, you know, am I one of these people, am I late? Am I late to bed? Am I late up? And I've seen so many riders at the ring, and it's not their fault, but they just tend to, it's just a habit that they're a little bit stressed, they're not organized, they don't have things planned. And sometimes they might be very organized in one area and disorganized in another area. So you need to study every aspect of your day, every aspect of the sport, and manage it, just manage it better. And it's never ending. I mean, the management, the stable management, for example, is huge. And the depths of it and how you manage the even getting to, you know, your team organized and managing days off and, you know, making sure you have the best people around you that, you know, support you, and you manage them, you know, you're grateful for them, manage them so that they're happy, and that you're the details and the board and your standards of what you're having for your horses to make sure that everything is transferred. Because when it gets to the ring and success in the ring, as one rider, I'm working on him for many years, and you know, he's won World Cup qualifiers, he's a great rider. And you know, when we debrief, sometimes he said, look, my own management wasn't, and it's just, if you have a new groom, you know, and if they don't have things explained, and if it's a little bit hectic, like simple things, you know, making sure that the number is correct, making sure that you have the right equipment for the horse, get the horse at on time, you know, the timing for yourself, but not just, you know, the team for the horse, and the you know, who's going to help you at the jump, and who is going, you know, how you're going to get ready for the jump off, you know, and just if you have other horses to ride, what time you're going to come back at, and having a time the night before and writing down, you know, that a time schedule, I need to do this at a certain time, that at a certain time, as much as possible, and having a page and having it all the times and as much as you can, the details, that's show day. And then during the week, you know, writing down pen and paper, you know, what I need to get done this day, and you know, how, you know, where's my management on shoeing, and you know, vaccination, and farrier, vet, chiropractor, you know, all the aspects, feed, you know, pay, you know, how is it, my tack, if you're moving for a show, you know, the transport of the horses, you know, it's the details, it's all in the details. But if you don't manage it, and to do it right, you need to look at every area, where's my management out of 10? And if you can do a category of all the different areas that affect you and your competition, and as much as you can, okay, where am I out of 10 in this? You know, because the little things at the ring, you know, looking back, I should have done this, or I should have adjusted this, or, you know, I was at one ring and the bridle was a new bridle, and they hadn't punched for the holes, and needed to go one bit more. The bit was a bit loose, like tiny little things. If that, you know, if that was in the tack bag, like it caused stress, like, and one rider had the wrong girt, and you know, and to go back far, and depends on shows how far away it is from the stall. It's just never ending, but the attention to detail in your planning goes all down to management, and managing your time management, stable management, ring management, your team management, and again, your self-management, how you manage yourself. It will all bring you to that place, and if you can make them as much as possible to be 10 out of 10, when you get to compete in the ring, you've cut out, you know, you're managing the controllables. You know, we have to hand it over in the ring, you know, when you've all your preparation done and you ride with feel and you're out of your head and you're just going with the flow. We never know, you know, this is the sport we're in and we have to debrief it in greatness. But you have to cut out all the challenges, all the stresses beforehand, and that comes down to management.
Yeah, what I like about there, what you're talking about is, you know, we have a tendency to say, oh, I have this to do, that to do. And if all these, you have 100 things going around your head and that makes you stressed. But if you can put it into, like you mentioned, at least 5 different categories, self-management, stable management, and have all the different categories so that maybe you have, it also makes it easier to kind of manage it, even looking at it on a page, that you can say, look, I've got 3 or 4 things to do in each category and tick them off. And
absolutely.
And now it becomes a structure that's very manageable, but also, maybe it's something that if you have it written down in a structure like that, it's easier to hand it to your groom or hand it to your trainer and saying, that's your category, that's what you need to do.
Absolutely.
And then instead of going 1,000 things going on around your head that you inevitably forget something.
Yeah.
You need a master stress.
You need a master plan and you need to delegate, you know, and yeah. You need your team to understand everything and your communication. Once you have the management done, communication is king, like, you know, and building that communication skills and building a rapport with your team and understanding them and understanding, you know, a writer, I was at a show recently and a writer, he asked me to be there in the morning when he went to school early and he had a time and then he realized, you know, we'll do it an hour later. He said, my groom was working late last night. I don't want to start that early. You know, that's consideration. So on the time management. So that's so important that you have that structure and you pass it on and people feel, you know, everyone around you feels you're professional and they'll want it more for you. But if you're causing stress causes unhappiness, stress causes chaos. You know, we need to cut that out, because ultimately when you're on your animal, they'll know if you're not managing your time, they'll feel that energy, that nervous energy, that stress energy. Yeah. And the key then is to eliminate, control the controllables, and that comes down to the management.
Yeah, and I think as well, when you do it in a structured way like that, and more than that, if people feel part of the vision or the dream to win a particular class or Grand Prix or whatever it is, that they be, first of all, they feel part of the process and part of the whole goal, I suppose. But also, if you can say, we have to do these particular tasks, but also explain why you do it, not just you do it because I tell you to do it, then they feel more motivated to
so be nice part of your team. That, Connor. And yeah, and if you encourage your team, say, look, these are the shows, this is what we hope to do, and fingers crossed we'll get great results. And whether it's your vet, your farrier, your chiropractor, your saddle fitter, you know, it goes on and on and on. And trainer, whether it's trainer, dressage trainer, they all know the plan. And of course, you plan it with, you know, and ask them their opinion. And the key really to involving them, what do you think, is there anything I could do better, anything I need to improve on? And you know, as we plan for this, what do you think? And the more details and the more specific you are, the easier, and the more you learn, the more you write down, let's write that down, okay, well, we put those dates in. You know, some people can use their tablets, their phones, their computers, their spreadsheets. It doesn't matter. Once you notice and take action and make everyone really connect so that everyone's accountable to what's happening, the more fun, the more joy, the more fulfilled, the more success you're going to have.
Yeah, because I think, you know, if you're playing a more team sport, let's say soccer, basketball, or American football, whatever it is, or hockey, there's probably more a team approach to it, but people forget, like, it's not just one rider. There's a whole team around that rider. And
yeah,
isn't it great that everybody feels part of that? And
yeah, it's a village. It's a village. And sponsors, letting sponsors, your owners know that this is a show, and, you know, the communication, and so they can get excited. You know, managing all that, give yourself time to communicate. So when you have your plan, but how to communicate is share your plan, share the time schedule the next day, and share it with all, you know, everyone, so everybody is in on the big picture. And without doing this, you're going to create chaos. And no one wants chaos. That is not going to help the ring, I promise you that. And have we all, you know, have you been guilty of, I can remember back in the day when I was jumping, you know, someone helping, and he was a lovely friend, but he, you know, He just wasn't trained in any way, but I remember between two horses, I was picking up on my next horse, and he went off talking. I couldn't find him. He was off not walking. I was asking the animal where he is. That was so that's no good. It's ridiculous. How stressed I was, but it was he wasn't qualified for the job. But make sure the people are qualified. That you have proper help. It's so important because and then getting the help. Ask yourself. Okay, everybody loves horses, and it's beautiful sport. But make sure look for the best and. That the better you can push yourself to be the best and the best team you can have around you, the better you. So when you get to the ring, there's no stress. You want to cut it all out. But if you do not manage, if you do not plan, and if you're not in front of pen and paper or on your computer trying to type it out and plan it out, I promise you, by the time you get to the ring, and some riders are more organized than others. And, remember how organized are you? 10, remember the management, manage the management, control the controllables. I'm constantly reminding them of, what could be better in stable management, just asking them to make them aware because it's so, I promise you, I don't think there's another sport that has so much detail in it. But it's all about the detail, which goes back to the management.
Well, I suppose as a simple analogy, you wouldn't go into the ring without learning your course, so and planning it out and know exactly where you're supposed to be and what fences you're supposed to jump. So why should you neglect any other area around
Absolutely,
and plan it out,
absolutely,
really?
yeah. But it's easy. There's so much in it. But unless you're consciously aware of management, where am I? Where am I? What would I give myself? Rate yourself out of 10. What would I give myself in my management and my time? And how can I improve it? What can I get better at? And where am I? And be as you like as many compartments, segments, as you can categories you can put down as possible and just check in, because again, horses vaccinations, there's so many things. It goes on and on, and unless you're on top of it and when horses need to be checked again and one rider said, I needed the farrier probably to come a week earlier. It's a simple thing, but it's a really important thing, making sure if you're going on grass that you've holes for your studs, little things that you don't get caught. I was at a show in Spruce and one rider was there and the farrier forgot to put the stud holes in and it was only discovered before he was at the ring, and oh my God, it was that's just all those little details. It just causes for calm, relaxed, good focus when it gets to the class.
Absolutely. So, how do we integrate a gym and other meditation?
Yeah, another meditation. And the reason being is if we don't quieten our mind, and if a horse is compared to a horse, if a horse is stressed and anxious, you can't teach it anything. And the calmer, that's why I'm a big believer in going into a calm, relaxed place. When you do that, then your brain is open, your heart is open to learn and to find the answers. Because if we're always on a kind of rushing around, tense energy, there's no room for the space to become aware and the space to make the changes. So we have to do this simple meditation, and it's so simple. Hopefully you're getting better and better at it, and I'm hoping by every letter that you're getting, you can put yourself into this place and become aware. And you're going to, repeat the words I'm saying and put yourself into or hear the words you're hearing and sit anytime, any place and say, okay, I need to reset to center myself. Okay, I'll jump into it right now.
Okay.
Okay, pull in if you're driving, be safe. And wherever you are, morning, noon, midday, whatever time you get to hear or listen to this, take the time and space to relax into this meditation. Taking calm, relaxing breaths in, right down into your lower stomach, in and out your nose, becoming consciously aware and grateful for the breath that you take, noticing, observing it, feeling it, feeling your strong, healthy body. Only good thoughts, good stories. And as you breathe in and out, feel this good energy. Hear what you can hear. Feel what you can feel. Notice what you can notice. Observe what you observe and feel your body relax, letting go. Letting go of tension from your shoulders, elbows, your mind, your head, your great brain, your back, upper back, lower back, your feet, right leg, left leg, right hand, left hand, your five fingers on your right, your five fingers on your left, your toes, cheeks. Feel yourself smile, feel your forehead, be consciously aware of your scalp. Breathe in slowly. Now becoming aware of the question, this question. How am I in all my management of time, management of my life, my private life, management of my organization skills, where am I? Each compartment, each category, ask myself, yourself, ask the question, where am I? What would I give myself out of 10? Okay, rate yourself in each compartment, stable management, time management, personal management, honoring my commitment, communication management, follow through management, exercise management, planning forward management, show management, entry management, vet management, farrier management, tack management, screw management, parents, keeping people informed, owners management, students management, my own management, my time to plan management, my clothes management, my cleanliness and tack and boots and all areas, checking tack management, my understanding of my animal management, my reflective management, time, my early mornings, my golden hour in the morning management, my bedtime management, all these managements. Where am I? Score yourself and make a promise that I'm going to step up. I'm going to step up each area in these categories. My debrief management and greatness management, that I'm going to praise my effort management. Spend time reflecting on my new tools, new skills, from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, feeling your awareness around all these areas that will cause the cause and effect that will help you in the ring. When you get there, they won't be stressed, and look back at times when you were stressed, what areas could be controlled better, what areas could I have managed better. Understanding of my time, I was not supposed to be on my horse, my studying it the night before, my writing my list, having a page of times and having it all written down so that you know you're clear, that you have it on your phone or on paper, that it's, and looking back at times when you were stressed, what could you have done better, what management of, how could you have managed it better. From 2 to 3, 3 to 4, embracing this awareness, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, making a promise that you will step up each area that needs to be stepped up, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, feeling the excitement, the passion, the knowing the difference it's going to make to the success in the ring when you get better at mastering your management, the double M's, mastering management, becoming the master of your management, 8, 9 and 10, well done. Well done, well done. Good job.
Thank you, Jim. Another fantastic meditation yet again. Everybody, this has been the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter N for non-negotiables.